This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott, graphically speaking.
Hey, Dean, I'm a corporation.
Oh, great. Have you started a new business?
No, I'm just doing my same old work, but my accountant decided that I should be incorporated. It's supposed to help me pay less taxes.
There's something a little odd about that, don't you think? Nothing's really changed, but now you owe less tax. Does that seem fair to you?
Are you suggesting that I should pay more taxes than the law says I should?
No, I'm not saying that you should pay more taxes than legally required. In fact, that's probably an area with substantial social agreement. Ethically speaking, we would all agree that no one should pay more tax than legally required.
Paying taxes seems to be one of those unusual areas where what's legally required and what's ethically required is the same. But I still don't understand your problem with my finding a loophole that I didn't know about before.
I agree that, ethically, you're only required to pay the taxes you legally owe, but the ethical ideal might suggest that you don't bend over backwards to find loopholes. People like you, who can afford a good accountant, have an advantage that other people don't.
Well, maybe that's a good reason for some people exaggerating here and there on their tax returns. We all seek our advantages one way or another.
But exaggerations are illegal, and loopholes are not. Ethical tax policy isn't about looking for advantages. It's about fairly distributing the tax burden in a manner that promotes the public good. So while it's ethical not to pay more taxes than you owe, it's ethically ideal to promote not loopholes, but fairness in the tax law.
Well, tell us how you'd make the system fair at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is a production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. I'm Dean Ritz.
And I'm Denny Elliott. Music by Eric Hutchins.